Ode to Knots. For tying one's shoes is a landmark. For the square is perfect for salvaging a busted bootlace. For the sheep bend's ability to bind two into one, and the sheep shanks to shorten. For the taut lines I've cinched to secure tarps and tent flies. For all the eights that held me safe over the years I lived to scale cliffs. For the prussics and muntners I've lost. For the strapped canoes and kayaks I haven't. For how nothing gets through the water knot. For the myriad ways lovers' legs can be stitched together. For how marriage shouldn't suggest being tied down, but having wings darned into your skin. For the thin tubes cut, seared, knit, and tucked with forceps, so my seed dissolves back into me. For how nobody ever showed me how to forge a noose. For how the other boys bound me between trees to my own hammock at camp. For the thousands of pounds of red crustaceans hauled by my father and grandfather from the green sea on the strength of a single hitch. For all the things I've held with a half hitch or two. For how a half Windsor helps me step it up. For a full Windsor is a bit beyond me. For there are so many more than I will ever learn to bind. The alpine butterfly bend, the icicle hitch, the blood knot. For how time twists like a string in the wind. For how the flick of a wrist makes a rope a heartbeat. For all the loose ends I've left dangling. For all of our poorly coiled tangles slapdashedly lashed together. For all these stubborn braids I made impossible to unravel.